From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Barack Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on Syria, but the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra. Given the gaps of trust that exist, that's a tough negotiation.
Speaking at the close of the G20 Nations Leaders Summit in China, Obama says he instructed U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to keep working at it over the next several days in discussions with his Russian counterpart on Syria. Two countries appear to be closing in on a possible deal on Sunday, but major obstacles remain. President Obama heads to Laos on Monday, marking the first time a sitting U.S. president had visited the country. His visit to the region comes as Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte ramps up his pledge to crack down on drug dealers following a terrorist attack Friday that killed 14 people and injured dozens of others in his hometown of Davao. Obama did not respond directly to reporters on Duterte's heartline against drug dealers, but he says the actions have to be measured. This week, Obama will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asia Summit, where he will seek to further deepen ties and increase America's influence in the region. And Japan denouncing North Korea's firing of 3 ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan on Monday. This is VOA News. Facing the intense international pressure, South Sudan has agreed to the deployment of a 4,000-member regional protection force approved last month by the United Nations Security Council. The decision by President Salva Kiir, who in August rejected more peacekeepers, came a day after the 15-member Security Council visited Juba and warned sanctions if the peacekeepers were not accepted. A partially built parking garage has collapsed in Israel Monday, injuring 18 people and trapping at least 3 others. The structure collapsed in a neighborhood where a number of high-tech offices are located. There were no immediate reports of fatalities. And several pro-democracy candidates celebrating their legislative wins in Hong Kong in a move likely to aggravate Beijing.
Sunday's election saw a record voter turnout, which helped usher in a younger crop of Democrats and helped the group retain their one-third veto block in the 70-seat Legislative Council. This was the first election since the 2014 student-led Umbrella Revolution, in which thousands of demonstrators brought the city's financial center to a standstill. Demonstrators were calling for less interference and more political autonomy from the mainland, but were ultimately thwarted by Beijing-backed police.
That was Julie Knows reporting. Demonstrators rallied against Brazil's president, Michel Temer, on Sunday with signs reading "Temer out, an election now." Tens of thousands were protesting against the new government after Dilma Rousseff was impeached last week. Reports say it was the largest demonstration against Temer since he was sworn in as president for the remainder of Rousseff's term through 2018. Rousseff was ousted by the Senate for what they said was her mishandling of federal funds. She denies doing anything wrong. Today is the American holiday known as Labor Day, honoring U.S. workers and their contributions to the country's economy. Labor Day in the U.S., the first Monday in September, and became an official holiday in 1894 after a push by the nation's labor unions. For decades, cities used the occasion to stage large parades honoring unionized factory workers. Labor unions have seen their membership fall steadily in the past 30 years with the growth of technology and the globalization of the world's economy. Once again, recapping our top story, President Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, on Syria, but the two sides have yet to reach an agreement on a ceasefire deal that would allow more humanitarian aid to the war-ravaged country. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For much more news and details on these stories, you can join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.